When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day and the final day of the work week for some of us, and won't be for me. I mean, it will be my final day here for the week, but I'll be working, quote unquote, all weekend out at Terracon in Marlboro. Not much of a hard job to do. Just hanging out, meeting people, selling some books, meeting some horror and sci-fi celebrities. So if you are heading on out, make sure you find my table. Come on over and say hello. I'll be there all 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'll be the guy that's fanboying around Oliver Robbins from Poltergeist. So in case you don't see me at my table, you'll probably see me over there trying to harass him about, remember in Poltergeist 2 when your braces came off? And I'll be like Chris Farley, that was awesome. So we have a lot that we can discuss today. We're going to have a pretty packed show. We have multiple guests joining us this morning. We're going to have first in the 7 o'clock hour, probably right after the 7:30 news, Michael Olago. He is a real Renaissance man. He's done a lot of things. He's a photographer. He has worked closely with Cyndi Lauper on some of her albums. But he spent 25 years in the music business as an A&R man, artist and repertoire, going out and finding new bands and signing them and working with them to develop who they're going to be to the public. And one of the biggest signings he had was Metallica. He's the guy that signed Metallica. He's the guy that signed White Zombie, Metal Church, and so many others. So we're going to talk with him in the 7:30 block because he is actually coming to New Bedford. He's going to be here in New Bedford at Purchase Street Records on Sunday at 2 p.m. signing copies of his book and hanging out with people and telling stories, and it should be a really fun time. So I'm sorry I'm going to have to miss it because I'll be at Terracon, but Michael Olago will join us today and give us a little preview of what folks can expect. So that'll be at 7:30, right after the 7:30 news. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Diana McLean Smith, a world-renowned thought leader and systems change expert. She's going to join us to talk about her award-winning book, Remaking the Space Between Us, How Citizens Can Work Together to Build a Better Future for All. So she's going to bring her unique expertise to our current social and political rift. So we're going to ask her about how do we come back from where we've let things get to? Why do we see each other as adversarial as opposed to all just being Americans and people together working for a better future? That we might all have different visions of how to get there, but we all have the same goals in mind. But it's really become a us versus them, you're with us or against us mentality. And she's going to talk with us about how we can break out of that. And also some deeper questions like, how much does technology have to do with this divide? Have we given up our humanity? And if so, how do we reclaim it? Because I've always said, you know, I know a lot of people like to blame the ills of society on social media. But I think that happens with anything that people become too overly reliant on to form their opinions or to get their information or what have you. There were people who were afraid in the 1940s, 1950s, that television was going to be the ruination of society. That television was going to turn people into a bunch of mindless zombies just staring at a flickering screen in the living room, and America would suffer greatly as a result. And as we know, that didn't happen. Are there people that watch too much TV? Yeah. Are there people that invest too much in what they see on television? Absolutely. But 99% of the population learn to balance watching TV with the rest of their life. And while some might watch it just for mindless entertainment, it's also an important tool for getting information out. And the same will be said of social media 20, 30, 40 years from now. When people say, oh, remember when we all complained too much about how social media was the problem? And really the problem was how people use social media. So we'll talk about that with her as well. I think that we may have, and I want to be careful because things haven't been confirmed, but we're working to get a big interview that we'll play on Monday related to one of our recent giveaways. So hopefully we can make that happen, but I don't want to promise too much because we're still in the back and forth of trying to secure getting that that interview. And of course, I will talk with you at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Your final day to enter to win tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the TD Garden in Boston on Friday, October 4th. It's going to be a big show. We've had lots of people interested in winning. We have one more pair we're going to give away today. So you can enter to win those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Those are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, where tomorrow they're going to have their big fall tasting event. Their fall favorite tasting is happening from 1 to 4 tomorrow at Stevie's. Lots of great things for you to try. And they also have the ongoing raffle that benefits the Fairhaven Veterans Center. So not only can you go and try some really delicious things that you may want to be sipping on this fall, but you can also enter to win some really unique glassware and other prizes, and then maybe you'll be a winner of the raffle and you'll find something that you like, a new favorite that you can then fill up said glassware with. And if you haven't joined the Rack House Club already while you're there, I would recommend doing so. It's almost a new month, so you're gonna have to wait probably, but you can join today and you'll be in the system in time for, I don't know, I don't want to promise. I would say talk to Kelly and say, if I sign up today, would I be in for October? I'm sure you will be. All right. Again, 508-996-0500. There are some stories that we can discuss. Some different things going on in the world, of course, with Helene hitting Northwest Florida. It came in as a Category 4 hurricane. It is now weakened to a tropical storm. And we'll get some remnants from that, I guess, later on in the week, according to the forecast. But it was funny because I saw a lot of my friends who live in that area, saying that they've been evacuated, and that they didn't know how long they would be gone for. One of my friends was talking about how she had just moved down there not that long ago. She didn't know anybody down there. She didn't have anywhere to stay. Outside of her place, she didn't know where to go to evacuate to. So she had to go to a shelter. And she was very concerned about, well, how long am I going to have to stay in this shelter for? She has three young children. And so she was like, okay, what am I going to do with these kids in this shelter? And if I'm here for days, and she's been stressing out about it. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, I've got friends that live a little bit more inland. I don't know how comfortable you'd be with me introducing you to somebody virtually that you've never met, and that, quite honestly, I've never met in person, but maybe they can help you out. So we're like trying to figure all this stuff out. And then she got told, oh, you can go back to your house. I think they were there for like 4 hours. So I guess it's getting a little bit better there, but still, you know, you've got to take weather events like this seriously. There's also a story that I wanted to talk about today because, as many of you know, I'm not a smoker. I'm not for smoking. I think if you still smoke at this point in time, like, you know the dangers of it, you really should be smarter than that. But then again, people can look at me and say, well, you know the dangers of having a soda, but you still drank it for years. So I mean, I get it. I totally understand when people get defensive about it. And we need to do more to keep people from lighting up that first cigarette. I think if you ask the smoker honestly, do you wish that you could quit? They usually would say, you know, I wish I had never started. You do have the few occasional people that are like, nope, I love smoking. It's my favorite thing in the world. I'm going to do it every day. Like, you still got some people that are like that. But I think a lot of people who say that are just addicted to it, but don't want to admit that they're addicted. They want to pretend like they still have control over it and that it's their choice. But anyway, I still think that it's, you know, their choice. And that's why I'm not a fan of what happened in Brookline and now maybe happening in Peabody. Which is what they call a generational tobacco ban. So in Brookline, they became the first community in the country to do this. Anybody born after January 1st, 2000 is not allowed to buy tobacco products in Brookline. So that is a person who right now would be 24, almost 25 years old. You are telling a 24-year-old that they are not allowed to buy a product that other adults can buy. They can go and buy alcohol. They can gamble. They can go to an adult entertainment facility. It's easier than having to explain to your kids what a strip club is at 6:20 in the morning. They can vote. They can fight in wars. Can you rent a car? Do you have to be 25 still to rent a car? I don't know. But they're on the cusp of that. But they're not allowed to buy tobacco products in Brookline. They can go to any other town and buy them, but they can't buy them in Brookline. And I don't know what that does to help anything. So they've already got that on the books, and now Peabody is considering similar ordinances. Theirs would be for anyone born after January 1st, 2004. So somebody who is 20 years old, almost 21. But see, unlike, say, raising the age to buy liquor, you know, if you said to somebody, you know what, I know it's 21 to buy alcohol, but we're going to make it 24 in this community. Okay. Except in that situation, a 21-year-old, although it's not a good situation to be in because of people's rights and all that, they still in 3 years, they'd be able to go and buy alcohol. What they're saying, though, in these towns is you will never be allowed to buy tobacco products in our town. There is no age that you will reach where we suddenly say, okay, now you can. And I feel like this is just unconstitutional. A right that someone had that you then took away. You know, that's why I have heard arguments for people that say, well, you know, if they lowered the drinking age to 18, okay, yeah, you could. But I don't think you could lower the drinking age to 24 because, I mean, raise it to 24 because then you're taking away a right that somebody had already. I mean, I guess they haven't reached that age yet. That's one thing. But the what they're saying here is in Brookline, people who were born in 2000 have been legally allowed to buy tobacco products since 2018. But then they said, no, we're going to take that away from you. And then how do you justify, I don't know if these communities have a retail cannabis store, but how do you justify if there is a retail cannabis store, you allow them to go and buy that product, but they can't buy tobacco products? So this is not the approach to use to keep people from smoking. First of all, it's not going to keep people from smoking. It's not going to be that hard for them to get somebody else to buy them cigarettes. It's not going to be that hard for them to just go to the next town over. You know who benefits from this? The first store that sells cigarettes right over the border of your town. I just think it's backwards thinking. The time to keep someone from smoking is when they're young and they're years away from being able to purchase tobacco products, and you reinforce to them how bad those can be for them. We had the Great American Smokeout every year in school. We had anti-smoking PSAs. We had the Adventures of Nick, a Teen, the Last of the Red Hot Buttheads. That was one of my favorite PSAs of all time. We had all of that education that made me never really want to pick up a cigarette. I mean, have I smoked cigarettes? Of course. But do I smoke? No. It was kind of one of those things where I'd be at the bar and everybody like, we're going outside to have a cigarette. Oh, I'll have one too, fine. But I was educated enough to know that what I was doing wasn't good for me and that it wouldn't be something I would be doing more of the next day. So I don't know what they think this is going to accomplish. Hopefully, it does not pick up and become something that becomes a battle in other towns, other communities. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And welcome back. And hopefully it won't be sweet surrender for the Patriots on Sunday. Hopefully they can get their second win of the season, but we'll see about that. It's going to be an uphill battle when the Patriots visit the San Francisco 49ers. And will the Patriots get win number two? Well, you can find out right here on WBSM. Patriots 49ers kickoff is at 4:05 with pregame on WBSM beginning at 1 p.m. And, of course, you can hear that on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM. And then if you want to hear our regular programming, you can hear that on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. The New England Patriots all season long right here on WBSM. Let's go now, though, into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Helene losing power but still packing a punch in the southeast. Vice President Harris headed to the southern border. And the Foo Fighters not appearing this weekend in Connecticut.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Helene is being downgraded to a tropical storm. Local Florida business owner Morgan Sundberg said she's still not quite sure what will happen next.
It's a little too early to tell what all we're going to be going through, so it's kind of a numbing feeling.
The New York Times reporting at least four dead. Helene still has maximum sustained winds of 70 miles per hour as it rolls across southern Georgia and is still causing heavy rains and life-threatening storm surge. More than a million without power. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for parts of northern Florida. The storm should weaken as it moves further inland, though damaging winds and tornadoes are possible this morning in eastern Georgia, the Carolinas, and southern Virginia. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is set to be arraigned today on a slew of federal corruption charges. More from Mark Mayfield.
He's been ordered to appear in federal district court in Manhattan at noon. Adams was indicted Thursday on charges that he accepted bribes from Turkish officials and funneled the money into his campaign as contributions. He also allegedly accepted at least $100,000 in travel benefits. Adams has remained defiant following the indictment, vowing to stay in office as he proclaims his innocence. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks against Israel is coming up in just a little over a week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in New York City today to address the UN General Assembly. His speech was delayed 4 days after Israel launched airstrikes against Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon. Vice President Harris scheduled to visit the southern border today for the first time since she became the Democratic nominee for president. Former President Trump is criticizing Harris's visit. He said she could have fixed the border issues as vice president. Negotiations are set to be resumed today in the strike against Boeing by machinists, Brent Ford reports.
Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers walked off the job 2 weeks ago after rejecting a deal that union leaders thought they'd approve. Boeing made its best and final offer this week, which includes raises of 30% over 4 years. Union members want 40% and a pension. Both sides will sit down at the bargaining table with federal mediators as they try to reach agreement on a new contract to end the strike. I'm Brad Ford.
The International Longshoremen's Association is threatening to go on strike soon unless there's a new contract. Analysts say it could be the most disruptive walkout to the U.S. economy in decades. J.P. Morgan says the cost to the country if a strike happens will be roughly $5 billion a day.
It's times like these you learn.
And the Foo Fighters will no longer perform at a Connecticut music festival this weekend. The band was set to headline the Soundside Music Festival on Sunday in Bridgeport, but will now be replaced by Jack White and Greta Van Fleet. Although the band did not provide a specific reason for the cancellation, the news comes just a couple of weeks after frontman Dave Grohl revealed he'd fathered a child outside of his marriage, and this would have been the first concert for the Foo Fighters since that announcement.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Bruins have dropped two of their first three preseason games after falling to the New York Rangers 5-2 at Madison Square Garden. They're visiting the Philadelphia Flyers tomorrow night. Red Sox start their final series of the season tonight with the Tampa Bay Rays at Fenway. And the Patriots hoping to put an end to their two-game skid. They're off to San Francisco to play the 49ers on Sunday. Of course, you can hear that game right here on WBSM. Now your ABC 6 forecast. Showers ending across the area overnight, waking up to a wet morning on some streets, some pretty messy puddles, making your commute a little tough. Conditions, though, improving today. Sunshine on the way, warmer temperatures back into the 70s for most of your Friday. Dry weather extending through the weekend. High clouds, though, from Helene will stream in our direction. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
One, two, four. happy again. Suki plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. They probably will in games without frontiers or without tears.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500. And sad news that the Foo Fighters won't be performing at Soundside, but I know that Phil said that they didn't give a reason, and Soundside said that no reason was given to them, but I think we know that it's probably the Dave Grohl controversy. Which I don't really get. Ooh, a rock star had a baby with somebody else. This is the first time this has ever happened. Let's all be overreactive about it.
Yeah, you know, Dave Grohl has this image of, you know, being the Mr. Nice Guy, right? And I think he is, but people put folks on too high a pedestal sometimes.
Well,
you know?
Not only that, I was talking about this with Mark yesterday. There's stories going around that his wife has been, like, dating her tennis coach for a while. Like, so this could just be that their relationship is over or maybe different. They could just be staying together for the children or for the public relations. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. And some people's marriages are a different type of marriage where they say, I don't care what you do.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. People get into other people's business way too much.
And the fact that they're announcing the cancellation so close to the actual show, I mean, it feels to me, who knows what the reason is, but it feels like might have been something else unexpected, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you think he would have just announced this 2 weeks ago. Like, I'm not touring for a while.
It's entirely possible that, you know, it could be like maybe Dave Grohl has COVID, but they don't want to put that out there because then you get all the people who are like, well, they're the ones that made us get vaccinated to go to their shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it could be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you won tickets here on WBSM, you get to go see Jack White and Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, so that's two for one right there.
And should I point out, close personal friend of Phil Devitt, Jack White, right? Because didn't you guys hang out?
Yeah, we're kind of best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. I met him, and ever since I met him, I've been thinking of all the things I actually should have said to him. But
so maybe he'll be hanging around, you know, out in the crowd or something, and you'll get a chance to talk to him again.
That's my plan, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm just going to give him one of these, you know, nice big wave, and he'll go, oh, yeah, that guy, he's great.
And since you never got to see Led Zeppelin live, I guess you get to see Greta Van Fleet, so same difference.
I know. Hey, I'm ready. I've wanted to see them for a while anyway, so we'll check it out.
I'm not so much of a fan.
Yeah.
I think they sound a little derivative, but...
Well, they do. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, have a great time.
Thanks.
And, I'm sorry that it's going to be different, but hey, it sounds like you'll still have a blast. So
that's right. Hey, whatever. It's a day out.
Nora Jones is like yelling, I'm still here.
Right.
Still get to see Bleachers, you know.
Yeah,
still
Bleachers.
Still going to be a good show. All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Reverend.
How are you?
Sick as a dog, really.
Yeah, you sound even more stuffed up than yesterday.
But I'm still going to do things I have to do. My engine light went on yesterday, so I've already hit the mechanic up. I'm going there today. What was I going to say now? Oh, you know the diet that I'm on and what I'm doing, the way I want to eat now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that from now on, excuse me, whenever I'm sick, or whenever I don't feel good, I'm going to have a pizza or something.
Hey.
I think I'll get better faster if I have something good.
There's something to be said for the comfort food when you're sick.
I know. I think I'm going to do that. I might even do it today. I'm only going to that one place to the mechanic, then I'm coming straight home. But I think I might get a small pizza somewhere and take it home and enjoy it very slowly because I'm probably not going to do it for a long time. I try to stay away from my cat, but you know, she likes to sit on my lap and I have to shoo her away and I don't like that because she loves me, you know.
Well, I would say you should try a pizza at the Dipper Cafe.
Oh, yes, and it's not far. I could actually walk over there if it doesn't rain again.
And they're pretty inexpensive, and they're a perfect size for one person, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, that's good. That question is, now that you brought that up, I thought of it the other day. How did you park when you went there? Because it's right on Purchase Street, right across from that new bridge they put up for the Whalers place there.
Usually when I go there, like if I go there at night, I usually don't have a problem parking. I park on the street or on one of the side streets. The night that I did my presentation, Josh let me park in the driveway because that place was packed that day. So, but other than that, it's usually, one of the side streets, the street right next to it, next to the veterans house there. I can usually park on that side street. So there's plenty of places around there. Not enough. I wish there was more, but
I know
you can make do with it.
That artist did a good job out there, huh?
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
Boy, that was really nice. Too bad there wasn't more parking. I mean, I only go by it in the daytime when I'm going by, so there's nowhere if you wanted to park, But so you're taking off for the weekend now again, going having a good time, huh?
I'll be in Marlborough, Massachusetts, but I'll be going back and forth. I'm not staying up there.
Oh, yeah. You got to talk about the ghost stall again?
No, this is a horror convention, so I'm just going to be sitting at a table all weekend, like selling my books and meeting people and talking to them about their paranormal experiences and things like that.
Yeah. We're not having any more rain today, are we?
They said that there's a slight chance, but that it should be clearing up.
And yesterday, I mean, I didn't hear nothing on BSM, but in Rhode Island, that hospital with the bomb threat, and that wasn't the only hospital, too. There were other places that had bomb threats coming in. Why are people so crazy? For what reason? Come on.
I don't know. I don't understand what people get from a situation like that. I don't know why they enjoy causing chaos like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people were angry. I was reading the comments, and they were saying... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
They were saying, they just wanted the doctors and nurses to get out. What about the patients? I guess they would have to leave the patients right there. They can't just take everybody out of a hospital. That's a bad situation, something like that. And these people that call and bomb threats and all, and they must be, I can't even think of it, frantic isn't the word. Like, how can you get everybody out? You know that if you're going to leave, if you're a doctor or a nurse, and you really want to be brave and stay there, but I doubt it. Aren't you going to run for your life? Come on. If you can't save all the patients, you got to get out yourself.
I mean, that was...
I mean, I know... I'm sorry.
I was going to say that was happening, here a few years ago. There was a woman who obviously had, was obviously disturbed. She was calling police stations, schools, hospitals, city hall.
Imagine that. Oh, I recall that.
Yeah, she was calling in bomb threats to all of these places, and it was causing panic.
Very disturbed. I'm sure she didn't really go to jail. They know she's mentally ill. How can you punish somebody who's mentally ill? And the thing is, when they lock you up, and they claim they give you get a therapist or something, I don't know, just like a pedophile. You can lock them up. You can give them treatment till they die. They're not going to change. You can't cure a pedophile. I mean, how are you going to do that? Can you cure a murderer and a serial killer? I don't think so.
You might not be able to cure the root cause of why they think the way that they think, but you can hopefully teach them to control those impulses. So, yeah.
I know, but you can't let them out.
The woman might still want to make bomb threats, but she's learned like it's not a good idea to do that, and she's going to get in trouble if she does.
Yeah, like that girl. What's her name there? The one that convinced that guy in his truck, Rad Conroy, whatever, up in Fairhaven in the truck to kill himself.
Yeah,
remember
Michelle
that?
Carter. Yeah.
Michelle Carter. I couldn't recall
right,
her name.
Right behind where we are now, where I am.
Yes. Oh boy, that's terrible. Oh, that poor guy. Now he needed help. So you see, she went to jail very briefly. She's out because what are you going to do? It's in the head. But I think that some people, once they're in jail, like I feel this way. If a pedophile bothers a child, they should be in jail forever. Because as soon as they get out, what do you think they're going to do? There is no cure. So they shouldn't let them out, but they do. And if you leave it up to, the vice president we have right now, she'll let them all out. She will let them out because she's been letting out criminals. So I wasn't sure if I was going to say that to you because I know you might have a good comeback and I don't know what it could be.
Well, I'm not going to get you all worked up. You're going to start coughing and I'll feel bad.
I know. It's not your fault. But I still think I got this cold at the doctor's office. There was too many people wiping their noses and everything out. And over here where I live, I got to touch these elevator buttons. I use my keys. Sometimes I forget to use my keys. You know, you get in the elevator, you just tap that button and you forget, you know.
No, they had that key they were selling during COVID that you could buy places where it's like, use this to touch buttons and instead of using your fingers.
I never saw that.
Oh, yeah. It was on like a lot of like convenience stores and stuff had them, you know, selling them up by the register. Yeah.
I missed out on that. I guess they don't have those anymore.
I've seen them floating around. If I see one, I'll grab you one. They're like 50 cents.
Thank you very much. And we got to be careful because I did hear the report the other day that pertussis, that whooping cough. Now, my whole family was almost wiped out in 1964, and I don't want to get that again because I couldn't survive it. Now, it was the most horrible thing I ever experienced. It's bad, and it's going around. It was on the radio. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'd make it up. Thank you very much for giving me more than 3 minutes. I hope that Mr. Las Vegas doesn't hear this because now he's never going to hang up. Hello, Las Vegas. I hope you have a good day. Don't catch a cold. Oh, God.
All right. I hope you feel better.
Thank you so much and have a good time.
Thank you so much. Talk to you on Monday.
All right.
And we are going to take a break. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments.
And the lights are flashing on your windowsill. All alone in much fun, so you're looking for.
And welcome back in. Well, Mary, you have a fan over there on Cuddy Hunk. Island Kevin says that Mary earns all the time she uses. So you've got a fan over there in Gosnell. So 508-996-0500. There's a number of things that we can talk about this morning, but we are going to be also joined by a couple of special guests. In the next hour, Michael Olago, former A&R man, spent 25 years in the music business, signed Metallica, White Zombie, and many others. Also an accomplished photographer. He's worked with Cyndi Lauper, one of my favorites. And so he's going to join us to talk about his life, his career, and his appearance coming up on Sunday here in New Bedford. He'll be at Purchase Street Records at 2 p.m. for a book signing and hanging out with people and telling stories and sharing some of his experience. And so all of that will be happening after the 7:30 news. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we have the author of the book, Remaking the Space Between Us, How Citizens Can Work Together to Build a Better Future for All, Diana McLean-Smith joining us to talk about how can we get back from where we are today? How can we get back from this divide societally, politically? How do we get to the point where we can go back to, or were we ever there? Is it a misconception that we were once more united? Now, I remember when 9/11 happened, and there was that period of time, unfortunately it only lasted a few weeks really, where everybody was nicer to each other, everybody kind of got along better, all that. And I remember asking my grandfather, who fought in World War II, you know, is this how people treated each other following the bombing of Pearl Harbor? Did people suddenly say, well, you know, I'm going to be nice with everybody? And he said to me then, I don't remember people not being nice to each other before that. I don't remember there being issues before that. So I thought that was an interesting answer. But maybe this divide that has come about is because of, and we'll talk about this with Diana, because of the way that we've separated ourselves from each other with social media. With, you know, instead, we're not all tuning in to watch the same newscast at 11 p.m. anymore. I mean, there used to be a time when you got your news from, you had three choices. You watched ABC, NBC, or CBS. And then locally, you had a local news on each one of those channels. And that's it. That was your choice. Everybody read the same newspaper because there was one newspaper in your area. Unless you went to a newsstand, then you could get the Boston Globe or the New York Times or whatever. But we got our information from more sources, from more people got their information from the same sources, which meant they were getting the same information. Now, that can be good and bad. But there is now a proliferation of places where if you don't like the news or if you have a particular opinion on the news, you can find something that will support that. And just because you find something that supports it doesn't mean that it's actually what the case is. It just means that you found somebody that was willing to make a website and put out a story that you would click on because they knew that that's how you felt and you would click on it, therefore bringing them ad revenue. So there's no journalistic integrity there, just profiting. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. My final one of this hour. We'll be right back. And we're laughing with well, you got to hold on now. You don't have to hold me now, but you got.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.